With the continuing effects of coronavirus, the real estate business has taken a tumble. But what about buying, selling and renting will look like in the future? And with the restrictions eased, it's quite different. We have on the line real estate agent Cheryl Oprandy. Cheryl, real estate has been affected by COVID-19 and unable to conduct auctions properly or conduct home opens. How difficult was this at the time before restrictions were eased?
Oh, hi, Elise. Thanks for having me on. At the moment, we're a little bit more relaxed with home opens. We're actually allowing home opens with a limited amount of people and as long as precautions are involved. As far as auctions, that's been still on hold, but another type of auction is being run called open negotiation, which is another method of selling, and that allows you to do online bidding. So that's helpful, yes.
So, g'day Cheryl, my name's Hugo. With the eased restrictions, real estate agencies are finally able to go back to normal. Has this made a difference for the market?
The market, like, we already had our drop in 2006. That was when we actually had such a great year and our property was up. And we've progressively dropped right up to now. So we've actually had our drop in our market. And in actual fact, CoreLogic has actually stated through RP data that we've only dropped our real estate in by 0.02% in this last 2 months.
And do you
think... that's not a...
Sorry, do you think the buying and selling market will pick back up once stage three of COVID ease restrictions come into play?
I'm not sure of that. It's really, it's when people's confidence and job security, because at the moment what we're also seeing is the amount of mortgages is for renewing of mortgages is increased, but new home mortgages has decreased. And so has the funding, like where bank valuations are for mortgagee sales. Everybody was expecting some more of this, but it hasn't arrived. It's not happening. People are still holding on to their mortgages. So we've got the same number of listings on the market. We haven't increased them, but we just don't have the buyers to keep buying. Buying capacity has really dropped to for another 45%, 50%.
So I guess on the other spectrum of, real estate, what has this pandemic looked like for renters?
Renters seem to be fairly good. Western Australia is very strong with the renting. Our renting, our rate has actually stabilised. It hasn't gone down. There's a lot more people going into renting. We found that people that are living in areas where prices of houses were between $350 and $450 were actually putting their houses on the market very early on to get out of a mortgage and go back into renting. We also don't have an abundance of houses out there for rental because most people got rid of their investment properties about 3 or 4 years ago. So, and we're not building as much. So we have a lot of apartments on the market, but as far as houses and units and things like that, there's a little bit less availability there.
And some renters, they've been offered a lower amount of rent payment, but they'll have to pay the remaining back eventually. Is this such a good idea if they can't afford their rent currently?
That and the reducing, people have to really know the situation because there is going to be a problem in 6 to 12 months' time when everybody has to pay back their loan, when they've taken they stop their loan payments or they decrease their rental and they have to pay them back. That's going to be an issue. That's when, we need to have another talk because that's very different to how it is now. People are just sort of surviving, doing lots of renovations. The ones, first-time buyers in WA, because we're very lucky, our housing is actually the lowest in the whole of Australia. They can afford that 20% deposit. So some first-time buyers are getting in. But it's the people that have stopped their rent or reduced their rental payments and have to pay it back. It's like any loan. You're going to have to pay it back.
Oh, that's good news for WA homeowners for sure, and some definitely some heated advice for renters as well. So I guess what I'd like to know now, what are some quick tips you can give buyers, sellers and renters during this time?
Well, we're going to have to look at, really everybody should have like a mortgage health check, a bank health check. People have to also work out whether they are actually in need of a large house or do they need smaller houses. There's going to be a lot of mental unrest because during these periods of time when, I hate to say it, when people actually have to live together, there is a higher percentage of divorce rates. So there'll be more houses coming on the market because of that. But there's unemployment. People are unsure of their employment possibilities. So the best thing for people to do at the moment is only spend what you can afford and go back. And actually, it's free of charge to go talk to a mortgage, a finance broker. Check it out.
Thank you so much, Cheryl, for joining us. That was real estate agent Cheryl O'Prandy.